We'll go back to the beginning of your military experience. Did you enlist or were you
I
drafted?
enlisted to keep out of the army. I wanted to join the Navy or the Marine Corps, so I joined the Navy
And what year was that?
in the 40, early 40s, 41, 42, something like that.
Do you remember how old you were at the time? Were you pretty young?
About 1920, somewhere in that.
I see. And where did you live at the time?
We lived at Hutchinson, Minnesota, with my folks. I just got through high school and decided to, because the war was imminent, and so I decided that rather than get drafted, I would go in the volunteer.
It was before Pearl Harbor, before the attack on Pearl Harbor?
No,
It was after.
afterwards.
Okay. Tell me about what happened once you enlisted, where you went from there for training.
And went in boot camp in Great Lakes, a Navy station there in Great Lakes, Illinois. And I put in whatever it was, 6 weeks or something like that.
And then from there, were you deployed?
From there, I went to a school. They sent me to a training school, a diesel engine training school, and in some place in Illinois, I forget, one of the universities of Illinois. And then I went into service from there.
And what happened from that point?
Well, I went through boot camp, and then went to Great Lake Naval Station, and then I suppose I went to in the Navy.
And what was your primary function in the Navy?
I was a diesel repairman. That was the major thing, but I got involved in a lot of stuff, you know, like well, whatever you have to do when you're in a smaller ship. You're called upon to do a lot of different things.
So you were in a smaller ship. Tell me about your ship.
Well, I was in a smaller ship for a while, and then I got involved in a destroyer, and then I wound up in Shanghai, China after the war. I was in the Philippines during the war. That's where we were tied up then when the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan. And after that, then we spread out, got to go to different places and stuff like that. And I wound up in Shanghai, China after the war. One of our big deals was shipping Japanese soldiers and sailors back to Japan aboard ship. We'd take them aboard ship and ship them back and kick them off. And I was in Japan, but I never set a foot on Japan soil because I never had any. I didn't care for it. I didn't want to do that because I was prejudiced, and I still am a little.
Tell me how you felt about the Japanese.
Well, at the time, I certainly didn't have much respect for them. And I guess after that, I mellowed a little bit, but I still don't respect them. And that's it, I guess.
Did you see a lot of combat with your position on the destroyer?
No, not a lot. I was mostly in a support group. I was there after the war was. Oh, okay, but we weren't on a killer mission. We were a support group. I was a first-class petty officer. Highest rank I ever had was that. Which was good enough.
Tell me what you felt when the atomic bomb was used on Japan. Do you remember how you felt or where you were, your reaction?
We were tied up in the Philippines, and I thought it was the greatest thing since hamburger. I fully respected our government for deciding that that was the way to go.
What were your living conditions like? Did you have any difficulties while you were overseas at all?
No, I was aboard ship most of the time. And if we weren't, I was in a boat pool of some kind. No, I didn't have a rough go. Florence's brother was killed on, I think it was Saipan, in the Marine Corps. She'll tell you about that, I think.
Mm-hmm. And Florence, your wife.
Yeah.
Where were you when he was killed? Were you already in the service?
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know about it till after the war because things were spread out. You know, you didn't know anything. I knew her brother and her other brother and her, and our families grew up together in Waseca County, Minnesota, southern Minnesota, near Mankato.
Tell me, were you and Florence married when you went in to...
Oh, no. We didn't get married till way after the war. And I went to school, and she helped me go to school. She was working. She's an RN, graduated from St. Mary's Nurses Training in Rochester, Minnesota. And she supported me while I went to the university. Of course, the GI Bill paid part of it, not all of it, but she helped, and she helped us raise the kids. And
what did you go for school for?
That's a different thing. I was supposed to be, and I graduated to be a school teacher in industrial arts or manual training, what they call, but they didn't pay any money to teach school, and Honeywell paid me much better money, and I got to work didn't have to put up with a bunch of kids. And I worked for Honeywell for, I think it was 32 years.
Tell me about how your parents felt about you being in the military. Did you?
My dad was a World War I veteran, and he had nothing against me going in. And I had a brother, Walt, who went in the Navy also. I guess he didn't have anything against us. Of course, he didn't want us to get killed, but that's why I joined the Navy. I thought I had a better chance than the Marine Corps or the Army.
Did your brother Walt come home okay?
Oh, yeah. We both did. We both did. He lives in Minneapolis now. He's retired. He's a little younger than I am, but...
How long was it after the war when you returned? I mean, did you have another year or 2 years that you served while after the war ended?
I don't have an exact figure, but after the war was over, I decided that I wasn't contributing anymore, so I got out. That was a possibility for us. We could get out, and they didn't need us anyway. They didn't need us in the service, so.
Curious where you think maybe your feelings towards the Japanese came from. Was it the fervor around the opinions of Americans or your fellow shipmates? Where do you think you picked up those emotions that you had?
Oh, it was, at the time there was a lot of anti-Japanese propaganda, rightly so, I guess, because they had bombed Pearl Harbor and killed a lot of our people, and the islands over in the South Pacific. That's where Florence's brother was killed. No, I enjoyed being in the service. I was in there 3 years, 5 months, and 16 days. That's pretty exact.
It is. But it sounds like you were counting to get out, though.
No, not bad. Not bad. But that was the thing to do at the time. I wanted to go to school, and I had graduated from high school before the war, so I wanted to get some further education, so that's what I did.
Can you remember maybe a funny story that you had while you were in the service? Something that maybe you and your shipmates got into, or something, some experience that you had that you still remember really distinctly today?
Well, not specifically. I was always like to kid people and play poker and drink beer and whiskey when the opportunity came. And although it wasn't too, because we were aboard ship most of the time and they didn't have any of that aboard ship. No, I enjoyed my service time. I didn't resent being in there at all. And I don't think my brother was against it either, although he didn't like it as good as I did, I guess.
Did you ever have any difficulty talking about your experience when you came back?
No, I had no resentment at all. I was proud of what I had done and what the our armed services had done and how we cleaned up the Japanese and no, I was happy. I enjoyed my pretty near 4 years in there. I'm too old to do it again.
Well, you are 85. I
Yeah.
think we can only ask that of one of you of once, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Saw a lot of stuff. Did a lot of things. And no, I didn't resent it, long as I resented people getting killed. Florence's brother was, although I didn't know that till after the war was over, or pretty close to it, because we didn't keep in contact. It was tough to do, keep in contact with anybody. I didn't know Tom was killed in Saipan.
Did you lose a lot of friends?
No, the Navy. We didn't lose as many in the Navy as they did in the Army or the Marine Corps, because we were. That was one of the reasons that I went in there, because I guess I was counseled by my father. He was in World War One in the armed services over in Europe, and I guess I had respect for what he had gone through, and so that's one of the reasons I went in the Navy.